So last night in his State of the Union address, the first before a divided Congress, President Obama seemed to embrace the divisions.
New laws will only pass with support from Democrats and Republicans. We will move forward together, or not at all, for the challenges we face are bigger than party and bigger than politics.
Divided Congress means we have to have consensus, says Obama last night in his State of the Union address. He likes that idea. Senator Lamar Alexander, Republican senator from Tennessee, chairman of the Senate Republican Conference. You were there last night. Did it make sense to you?
Well, that part did, and I think he's exactly right. And it provides a real opportunity for the Congress because the most difficult problem we've got is the debt. You know, spending 42 cents out of every dollar that, well, 42 cents out of every dollar we spend is borrowed. And really the only way we're going to get the debt under control and reduce spending is if Republicans and Democrats do it together.
Now, we've already seen this repeal of so-called Obamacare in the House that's going to die because the Senate's not even going to take it up. This conflict between the mechanics of the House and the way the Senate operates is part of the sort of gridlock mechanics. And you're actually involved in an initiative to try to unlock that by changing the filibuster rule. Do you think anything about what you're doing relates directly to what the president said last night?
Well, a lot does, and I disagree with you just a little bit. What I'm actually trying to do is keep the filibuster rule, because what the filibuster rule does in the Senate is say that unlike the House, where if you have a majority, you just ram through anything you want, in the Senate, you got to get 60 votes. In other words, it forces consensus. So if we're going to fix Social Security by making it more solvent, if we're going to reduce spending, if we're going to deal with energy, in all those cases, we have to, it forces Republicans and Democrats to work together. There are some things we can do to help the Senate work better, and we're going to try to do those. But in terms of reducing the number that it takes to pass important bills from 60 to something less than that, we're going to keep that the way it is.
But we have the opportunity to make a little news this morning. I mean, there are other mechanics to the filibuster rule besides the 60-vote rule. Any chance, and I know you're a part of some of these discussions behind the scenes, Chuck Schumer's involved, Mitch McConnell's involved. Any chance we're going to see a deal on some of these other sorts of issues that some have called obstructionist?
Well, I think there's a good chance that we'll make some progress on those. I don't want to announce an agreement before we have one. That'll be up to Senator Reid and Senator McConnell, but it's pretty widely known that one thing we're working on is to try to make it easier for any president to staff his government by reducing the number of executive nominations and getting the conflicting forms that cause people to be innocent until nominated to serve in the government. We're working on abolishing secret holds. We're working on some other areas that might make the Senate work better. But what we're not trying to do is to say that the Senate, like the House, is a place that you can run a freight train through, because the Senate is supposed to be a place where we stop
right
and think about what we do.
So just to ruin your morning, the news is there will be a deal on some of the secret holds. It's just Lamar Alexander isn't going to announce it. It's Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer are going to announce it, right?
No, Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid are going to announce it. It won't ruin my morning. I'll be delighted if it happens.
Okay, he said if there. I thought we were so close. All right, back to the speech last night. This question of appealing to the private sector to provide the stimulus seems to be a bit of a workaround to Republicans who really only want to keep taxes low and reduce spending and maybe let the private sector do its own thing. Do you think that was a strategic, savvy move on the part of the president last night?
Yes. I mean, it's a recognition of reality. What we need in the country is to make it easier and cheaper to create private sector jobs. So when he talks about making our corporate tax rate lower, which makes it more competitive around the world, that helps create more jobs in the country. When he talks about helping people get better educated or new research and development or getting rid of regulations which get in the way of small business people, all that makes it easier for private sector jobs. The Obama administration has done a pretty good job of adding more government jobs. They've done a pretty poor job of creating an environment to make it easier and cheaper to create private sector jobs.
So Lamar Alexander, a senator from Tennessee, not that Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz needs a whole lot of inducement to go on MSNBC. She was really lording over the appearance of Democratic unity last night. Listen to this, and then I have a question about the GOP response last night.
We have differing opinions in the Democratic Party, but we don't have a blue dog response. We don't have a progressive response. We have the State of the Union, and then we have the Democratic response when there's a Republican president. So I think it shows the deep divisions that exist and that the Republicans are really not able to be on the same page, and it's shades of things to come as they move forward.
Now, she, of course, is directly referencing the fact that Representative Ryan gave the official GOP response, and then over on CNN, you can hear Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota representing the Tea Party Express giving another response to the State of the Union address. What does that mean for the GOP, and how annoyed are you that Michelle Bachmann did her own response last night?
I'm not annoyed by that. She's elected by people in Minnesota and perfectly entitled to say what she had to say. Republicans are unified over two things. One, the need to create an environment for private sector job, and two, the urgency in reducing spending to reduce the debt. If I had one major criticism of what the president did last night, he showed a lack of urgency about that. I mean, if your house is on fire, the first thing you do is put out the fire before you go filling out your college application form or fixing the pothole in the road or buying a new water heater. And I thought the president showed a lack of urgency about the debt. And we need a plan from him about how to tackle the entire debt, all of it, and so we can work with him to get it under control.
All right, so there's a fire. First thing you do is put out the fire. The president's metaphor was, no, you're flying a plane. If it's overloaded, don't saw off the engines. You didn't like that at all.
I did like that, actually, because the engine is the research and development in the country. But the first thing you do is you reduce the amount of money you're spending. He spent a lot more time talking about more cars, electric cars, high-speed rail, defending health care expansion, and other government programs than he did telling us how we're going to get the debt under control. That's the fire we need to put out.
You guys are poets there in the Senate, I have to say, all those metaphors. Senator Lamar Alexander, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for your time.
Senator Lamar Alexander, Republican senator from Tennessee, chairman of the Senate Republican Conference, reacting to the State of the Union address last night. And you can join the conversation, 877-8-MY-TAKE, 869-8253. We'll be right back.